Hello, it's Monday, December 14th, and that means two things. Happy Hanukkah, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Technologies and their X-Fit outdoor fixtures. Three types of wall packs. You know, you got traditional, you got a full cutoff, you got a very small one, you got low profiles. These are all color selectable, so you save on SKU, save on space, and you can just set it on the day so you don't have to worry about running around dealing with client problems. And they can be built in with photocells on most models. That's KeystoneTech.com or the link in the description if you please. New England light bulb thief pleads guilty. Justin Ferrantino stands accused of shoplifting $400,000 worth of smart bulbs over the past several years. The CIE is expanding their vocabulary. The ILV document has been updated this year. Landscape Forms has acquired LOL. This is a Michigan lighting company buying a Minnesota outdoor furniture maker. Dolly has joined the IP Bliss. This is a new market interest group for home smart technology. Get a grip on lighting. We have episode 165 talking about 150-year-old company C.N. Robinson and Peter Gray and how you can stay relevant after all this time. D.R. Horton, homes go exclusive with Deco Lighting. This is a contract with the home builder that'll go live in February. The UK is actually calling for a minister of dark sky, similar to South Korea and France. Namco is moving their LM and M magazine online. Print version goes out. The last print version is already out. Orion extends $40 million in a retrofit deal. This is turnkey work in Wisconsin. Nietzsche is getting into the circadian tuning game with a dynamic lighting system. Signify is expecting growth this year after years of decline. The TSMC will outsource to Epistar. This is a GaN on silicon deal. StrongLED is posting strong orders through the first quarter. They provide solutions in China. GM Lighting has a new website. It's nice. It's mobile-friendly. Rexel has partnered with Retrolux. This is the audit and product catalog is now on their platform. My supplier in Georgia is still providing PPE even 9 months out. Good for them. LED requirements in California may harm cannabis crops. This is in response to amendments to Title 24. Robertson Motors sues Cooper for $500,000 over warranty issues, even though it's like a bad sensor problem and they're suing for new fixtures and the installers don't come up in the suit at all. And that's odd. Read more about that. Both sides of the Clearview and Kennel settlement claim victory because that's how settlements tend to work. Like, Clearview gets to win because they invalidated Kennel's patent, and Kennel wins because Clearview's not going to make UV parts. It's all good. Lightovation will continue in January. IES virtual event, What Happens After the Spec is Written, will be hosted on the 17th. That's a panel discussion. And recapping Optics Lighting's presentation on budget-friendly code-compliant controls. This is Dave Heimstra speaking on a number of applications and topics. In market predictions, industrial LEDs as a marketplace will reach $20 billion in 6 years. Location analytics, which tends to rely on light bulbs as sensors, will reach $27 billion by 2027. And solar street lighting will grow by $4 billion by 2024. In rep agencies, LeGrand is expanding their deal with Hosley Lighting and Power to include Oklahoma and Southern Louisiana. And LeGrand again, naming specification lighting as lighting sales reps for New York and New Jersey. In recommended reading, we have Steve Mesh on programmable LED drivers, Dave Schiller and Juan Carlos Blacker on 2021 utility incentives. Nine experts on selling human-centric lighting. Gabe Arnold on DC microgrids. Best practices for circadian lighting at home. Tan Light's Colin Lawson on lighting systems in hybrid work. Carl Linden on the correct use of UVC disinfection. And seven tips for a cannabis cultivation retrofit. Research and development, NASA, along with the crew of the ISS has taken actual photographs of how bad light pollution is over India, Pakistan, and Tibet. Circadian disruption is a cancer risk. This is from the International Journal of Medicine. And LG has created a transparent OLED door. This is obviously for displays, but it looks crazy. We might live in the future. In local news, Estevan, Saskatchewan will update their streetlights. Ontario is creating a new joint program for training apprentices. Hillsborough County, Florida is upgrading their streetlights. And PEI farmers are offered efficiency incentives. Luminance Brands is expanding and adding jobs. They're Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. They're a distributor, and they're hiring 40 people. Two parks in the UK have achieved dark sky status, Yorkshire Dales and North York Moors. Kazushima is recognized as a dark sky island. This is in the Izu Archipelago, not far from Shimoda. It's the second dark sky place in Japan, and Voyageur Park in Duluth is a dark sky place. First for Minnesota. In Project Hacks and Oddities, you can build a handy little add-on for your little smart speakers there that will remind you when it's listening. You can build a transforming root work light with help from Chris Cementi, and how to fix your broken holiday lights. I think that might be relevant right now. And in People News, Felix Lighting has added Martin Valentine as managing director. That has been the Lighting Industry News Brief. I have been Scott Walker. This is brought to you by Keystone. Again, link in the description if you please. And enjoy the music. Enjoy your time with Nailed. Enjoy the week. Have a good one.